USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
We are surely in a housing recession. That's according to the chief economist for the National Association of Realtors, who said that sales of previously owned homes fell by about 6% last month when compared to June. That same economist adding, we're in a housing recession because builders are not building. The NFL and its Players Association are in agreement on an 11-game suspension for Cleveland Browns quarterback Deshaun Watson. He was suspended for 6 games by a retired judge for violations of the NFL personal conduct policy related to sexual misconduct or assault allegations made by many women. He'll be fined $5 million for violating the league's policy on top of the 11 games he'll be forced to sit out. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Make money doing what you love. It can be done. Matter of fact, it has been done. Consider the story of Jack London. He's one of the highest paid writers of all time. Authored The Call of the Wild, recently released as a blockbuster movie starring Harrison Ford. Jack grew up in a rough neighborhood in Oakland, poor, uneducated, and a school dropout. As a child, Jack fell in love with the idea of being a writer. The notion that an uneducated, dirt-poor school dropout from Oakland could someday be a published writer was insanity. You know the rest of the story, though. Jack London became one of the richest writers of all time. Discover Jack's secret that allows anyone of any income or educational level to make money doing what they love. Whatever it is you love more than anything else, let's make that your prosperous living. Go right now to discoveringjack.com. That's discoveringjack.com. His secret is free. Just go to discoveringjack.com. Discoveringjack.com.
According to the Washington Times, the U.S. Marshals Service is drafting a sanctuary policy that would limit the agency's ability to hold illegal immigrants for pickup by ICE. Under the policy, marshals would not be able to hold illegal immigrants for pickup by ICE on the say-so of an immigration warrant or detainer request. Once the Marshals Service is finished processing an illegal immigrant for its custody purposes, the person is to be released, even if ICE has asked for a hold. China is teaming up with a country who's not necessarily an ally of the United States.
China is sending troops to Russia as part of a strategic military exercise for the first time since 2018. The exercises will take place from August 30th to September 5th in the eastern portion of Russia. The Chinese military in previous years sent an estimated 300,000 troops to a portion of Siberia and has headquarters close to the Chinese border.
Lance Pry reporting. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
As Democrats continue to take a victory lap regarding a big reconciliation spending bill that President Biden signed into law earlier this week, Florida Republican Congressman Matt Gaetz believes the bill will not do anything to reduce inflation.
You can't eat your way skinny, you can't drink yourself sober, and you can't spend your way out of inflation.
The bill raises taxes on large corporations, spends billions on climate change initiatives, and provides for tens of thousands of additional IRS staff for increased tax scrutiny. A new study is out discussing just how big sharks were 5 million years ago.
If you think Jaws was big, imagine what sharks looked like millions of years ago. The puny great whites from the Jaws movie would have been dwarfed by the megalodon, which could open its jaws to nearly 6 feet. Scientists say it could have scarfed up an animal the size of a killer whale in just 5 bites. Researchers used fossil evidence, including teeth the size of a human fist, to create a model of the beast. The study in the journal Science Advances finds that ancient sharks are some 50 feet from nose to tail. That's bigger than a school bus.
Yeah, you're going to need a bigger boat.
For the USA Radio News Gulf Coast Bureau, I'm Tony Maruso.
Week 2 of the NFL preseason kicks off tonight with the Seattle Seahawks hosting the Chicago Bears. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.